Denise, are you still there?
Yes, thank you. Basically, I've got severe bone loss in my jaw.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering about supplements that I can take or ways that I haven't already researched to change my diet to regrow bone mass in my mouth.
Uh-huh. Well, is it related to any kind of dental problem, periodontal disease, or are you osteoporotic in general? Have you had bone density testing done in other parts of your body?
Yeah, my bone density is fine.
Okay.
I had my thyroid removed, and I was told that the thyroid was leaching calcium. It was like a meatloaf came out of my neck when they took it out. And I never had thyroid cancer. I had lots of radiation as a child through dental x-rays. And
so that might have influenced your thyroid function.
Right. And so I take an Armour thyroid now, and my thyroid levels are fine. But the dentist is, when they take the x-rays now, they're looking at my x-rays, and it's quite amazing, actually, because they can't believe that my teeth are still in my mouth, and they don't know how they are still there, because there's so little bone left that it's just barely holding the teeth at all.
Well, one thing I would recommend, Denise, is we have a product in our dispensary called OsteoMins, and I've had such good luck with that particular product in laying down bone. It seems like it's localized to your jaw, which tells me that, you know, you likely might have had a lot of acidity in that area, in that part of your body, so it could be some abnormal bacteria that you carried for quite a while that created, you know, that acidity in your saliva and in that whole dental area, which can leach bone. So, but I would say do the OsteoMins, and then I know a lot of biological dentists are now doing flora, you know, mouth flora testing to see what exactly is in there, to see if, you know, you might need some antibacterial products or, you know, so in general, I would really look at how much inflammation you're carrying in your body and, you know, work on reducing that. Good gut flora is going to help, avoiding food sensitivities. Sometimes even gluten can be a cause of osteoporosis. Yeah, all those things. But I really like the OsteoMins AM and PM as a supplement.
And then what about like collagen support or drinking bone broth or calcium magnesium? What's the ratio? And is it better to have chelated calcium magnesium or like a standard process calcium lactate or silica
Definitely,
of some kind?
Yeah, the minerals are routinely hard to absorb. So unless they're combined with a chelate like a protein or like a gluconate or a lactate, or it's typically, you know, maybe 25-30% absorption, especially for iron and various other minerals. It just tends to go right through you. So I definitely recommend chelated minerals, and again, the OsteoMins excuse me, the OsteoMins are something that can really, the whole formula is designed by Dr. Wright, and he made it into a form that's easily absorbed. So bone broth is also very, very good. I think that's loaded with absorbable minerals, including calcium. So that's a great thing. Yeah, but it's I would treat it as a whole body issue rather than just a jaw thing. Okay.
Right. Well, my diet is I eat organic and non-GMO foods and whole foods. I don't microwave. I don't, you know, I mean, I'm doing so many things that are trying to keep the, you know, getting vitamins and minerals from the foods that I eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dentist keeps telling me it's impossible to regrow bone. And I,
that's not true.
My gut instinct is that that can't be true.
No, I often see patients coming back and they've gained like 10 to 15% bone density just by doing simple things, you know, exercise and these minerals. It's definitely possible, but okay. you really got to treat the cause. That's the thing. So, Denise, thanks so much for your call. That was really informative.